It's recording.
Oh, Jesus.
Dangerous material. I had a perfect opener to this piece. It was so good. No, wait. No, it was this.
No, wait. I say it better.
Maybe I should clear my voice. Yeah, that was my... I'm done. I'm done for the night. Good night, Brisbane.
That was the worst recording of all time.
No, it's not finished. Oh. It's not finished. Can't believe you said that on record. Okay, wait. Okay.
All the crap.
Tonight we're in a circle of non-illicit material, and...
I'm not associated with these people. I can't be charged.
You're only associated with... Oh,
hey,
wow.
Hey,
I have
that's
to beep.
Illegal. That shit's good.
Do you know I beeped out? Okay, here we go. Okay, Mars. Tonight we're reviewing Scream 4.
Good movie.
Good movie. Okay, here's what Mars said. Oh, let me think of something. One, Emma Roberts is a bit of a fuckwit. Two, Sydney is the horror film's equivalent of Gareth's genital herpes. Won't go away, no matter how hard Emma Roberts gives to him. And three, Scream 5, bring it the fuck on. Four stars. That's my 2 cents. I completely agree with that. Like, if we still had our favourite of the week, it would be Scream 4. If I had my favourite of a month, it'd be Scream 4.
But favourite of the year.
Favourite of my lifetime. The ambient noises are from despots who have moved into my house and stolen my hospitality. I don't know what's with that.
Sam Waits in 2001.
Okay.
So, I would like to say that...
Okay, Scream 4.
I pretty much agree with Miles, except for one thing.
Yeah.
Emma Roberts... I mean, Emma... Yeah, Roberts. I would say...
Emma R. E. Roberts. Yeah, whatever I call her. Whatever the fuck.
E-Babes, as I also like to...
E-Babes. E-Bay, as I sometimes call her when I'm buying
my
her.
My fantasy... Oh, wait, not the time.
No, not the time. Yeah,
this is why we paid for the MS slot.
This is why iTunes doesn't approve us, because we're so... Do you know, I listened to our first recording, and then I typed in our description of our website. Yeah, it's ambient. If the noise gives you a headache, take a Panadol and harden the fuck up.
Oh,
you know, I'm not into bitches who whine out because of ambience, because everything's being recorded with ambience. The new King's
time they got used to it.
The new Decemberist records, my vagina monologues, you know, all that shit is ambient.
When my left hand talks to my right hand. So Emma Roberts, something turns me on about a bitch who stabs their aunt. I don't know why.
Something turns me on about a bitch who throws herself through a glass table. Let's be honest, I think the hard-on percentage in the cinema is well above 20.
And that's good percentages at South Bank, considering how cold cinema finds is a powerful anime.
Yeah, thank you, aircon, for ruining my ejaculation. Look, do you know this episode's going to have so much beeped out? Do you know... Okay,
I just come to expect it.
Yeah, come being the word that's going to be beeped down. Look, if you were a vagina, Gareth, and were my wife, I would say a very sexist 1950s comment. But
and
sadly,
then send you straight to the kitchen.
Sadly, Mad Men has not been on my watching list. In short, Scream 4. Okay, I'm going to give my 2 cents on it. I've never been involved in a movie such as that for several months. Okay. I swear the gypsies that moved into my yard are totally screaming in the background. What's with these gypsies, huh? Do you know how long it took me to beep out your beep wire comments? It took me about half an hour to beep out everything you said. There's literally a 20-second block when beep is profuse. There's a lot of beep. It's beep, beep, beep. Wait, I'm going to set the scene. Where are we?
There's clouds above us.
We're at my party. Okay.
Sorry about that.
We're sitting next to the table that got smashed last year.
It's a historic 1-year anniversary.
Yeah,
so
Jana's here. She's the girl who's... Wait, come on.
No, that is not studio clapping. No. We clap that ourselves.
But we clap that ourselves. I don't Ben Folds that shit. I legit clap if I'm happy. So,
I'd just like to take this moment to talk about my deepest and darkest secrets. I'm afraid of being alone. So, anyone out there just looking up at the stars right now, like I am, who thinks, you know, maybe there's something better out there, I'm with you, one of the dreamers. Amen. Oh, wait, no, it's back.
Okay.
After smoking his fireplace.
My fireplace. It's night. It's the date is 1750. My fireplace needs smoke. Good God, I'm going to regret this in the morning, but we're going to upload it to the podcast because iTunes is in the process of accepting it. So wait, Scream 4. Let's revert back to the issue. Scream 4. Okay, I've not been involved in... I've not been involved in a movie like that for ages. It was a full frontal... It's what I go to the movies for total immersion, for total hypocrisy, tongue-in-cheek. I love the humour. Love the Seth Cohen appearance. It was very OC, but I'm getting stabbed by Scream. So, OC season two, when Marissa shoots Voltec. I can equate it. Sure, whatever.
I watched the OC. My initials are OC.
Up. Here comes another
Here
gypsy.
Here comes a gypsy.
So what are you... Okay, Scream. Out of five.
Out of five, I'm giving it a healthy 3.5. Only because I lost Emma towards the end of the movie, as if she literally died. And that hurts me.
Favourite line, don't fuck with the original, bitch.
He's off to the gypsies again. That fireplace needs constant smoking, one could say. So I don't know what to talk about now.
Purveyor of fine wares.
That's Dan, now part of the podcast. Welcome, Dan.
Say Welcome.
Hi. Say hi to
Alas.
Say hi to our one viewer, Gareth.
Hi.
Handsome lad. Oh, Jesus. The gypsies. Jesus.
No, we're doing this for a podcast, actually. We're publishing on iTunes.
Can you not publish that on iTunes?
I'll beep out everything you just said.
Please do, because I don't...
Oh, my gosh. I'm so logistically down to earth. You know?
If I had to rate myself as being...
Was the word logistic in circulation during the 19th century?
Scream 4. Look, I feel this review has really divulged into Ollie's life 101.
What are we talking about?
Hey, Mum.
Talk whatever you feel like.
No, we're talking about Scream 4. Have you seen it yet?
I have seen it.
Scream 4 is amazing!
Yeah,
I haven't seen
Scream
it!
Scream 4, what do you say? Wait,
Oh, you're sitting on my leg.
I mean, technically, I haven't seen it, but I feel like I've seen it. That's the main thing.
If my ex
my soul
felt it.
This is turning into another drastic. You know what we need? Okay, we need a level of professionalism with these, because last time, half of it was us laughing, and half of it was you talking about Spankwire.
Good half.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was a pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Okay, we'll do a final wrap up. Scream 4, go see it. Fuck you, anyone who says you don't like it. Out of five, what do you give it?
I'm going to give it a solid 3.5.
Okay, good.
And faggots, harden up.
Yep, I'm going to give it a 4 because, let's face it, the stabbing scene reminds me of my birthday back in year 9, so...
Aww. I'm going to give it a 1 because I haven't seen it.
Bridget, that's not helping.
And it's named Scream, so lame.
It's actually Scream 4.
The 4 is pivotal. Don't go see Scream 1.
I swear Bridget just killed herself. Well, she's still breathing.
I'm here.
Yeah, she's hanging back.
Smother her.
Okay. I can see the city from your place.
Yeah, city being Scream 4. Go see it. It's fucking great, okay? Go ahead, sign you up. What should be our sign up?
Let's just say, seeing it's normally OMG, this is Go, signing off.
Yeah, fucking Go, you cunt. A lot of bleep out there.